It's more than just sports talk. This is The Morning Shift.
I'm in.
Me too.
On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Mike and Bo. We'll get the steak tips here in a minute. Call into the show now at 404-726-0929 for a chance to win a pair of tickets to Atlanta United's home match against Nashville on Saturday, September 14th in Mercedes-Benz Stadium. That's at 7:30 p.m. Eastern time. Caller number 9 will be the winner. Tickets on sale now at atlutd.com. So get that hooked up. Man, it feels like forever since Atlanta United's played an MLS game, especially at home. That's the home. That's the, I think it's the first home match. It'll end up being like 6 weeks, if I'm not mistaken, man. So call in now to get that hooked up so you can be in person for that game. The Braves last night, Bo, continue to roll on. We had the conversation earlier today. What's more likely, the Braves making a World Series run or the Falcons making a Super Bowl run? You're not on board with the Braves making a run, it sounds like. You kind of jumped off the ship there.
No, that's not what I said. I just said more likely.
Well, you mischaracterized everything I said, so I get to do it now.
I said.
Yeah, you know you did. Hypocrite.
That was in the moment of me trying to win a game, and I won it, by the way.
It's garbage. Ding.
Look, I think what the Braves are doing is wild, and they deserve as much criticism as we've given them this year, rightfully so. You know, they have been fairly treated by me, anyways.
I don't feel like I've been critical of any person. I think I'm just critical of their chances with the roster they have right now.
Like I said, they have been fairly treated by me.
Me.
And that said, this is probably, to me, this might be the best stretch that they've had all season. And I know they started off April really hot because they weren't injured then yet, but for the most part, just without Strider. But you look at what you get night in and night out from your starters between Fried, Sell, Lopez, Schwellenbach, and Morton, and it's been enough to win you to keep you in ball games with an offense that is less than stellar these days. But they've gone out and they've scored what, 18 runs in their first two games this series. Now they've allowed 10, so they've needed them. But and I say that the bullpen's been a little shaky this series, but starting pitching has not been bad at all. Fried gave up one earned run. And then you look at Schwellenbach gave up none, and defense has been shaky a little bit at times, but they have won 8 of 10, and they have won 5 straight series. And those series date back to and they go from the Giants, Angels, Phils, Nats, and now the Twins, and they have a third game tonight. The Giants, when they played them, were over 500. I'm not sure where they're at now. I'd have to check. I think they're like a game above right now. The Phillies, obviously, are one of the better teams in baseball this year, and the Twins. So three of those teams are teams with winning records. The Twins have the same record you do. It's just interesting where you're at and what you've had to overcome, and everything is still completely in front of you.
Yeah, Chris Sale going tonight for the Atlanta Braves, and why that is worth a small note is because he will not be going against the Phillies. You got Chris Sale tonight, then Charlie Morton, Ronald Lopez, Max Fried, and Spencer Schwellenbach going against the Phillies for this coming up series, which it has massive implications. There's no two ways about that. This Phillies series, you need to go in and see if you can take 3 or 4.
I wonder if there's any thought about making a move, or if there's a chance they can make a move to bring a guy up, like an Ian Anderson up, right before, I think the 31st is when you got to have him up, to bring him up to start, to push everyone back a game to start for that Philly series. And since you've already taken the Twins series, I think every game is too important to do that. But I wonder if that thought has crossed the mind, because the guy you're going against tonight for the Twins is David Fess. I mean, he's the guy's got his ERA is over 5. He's only pitched 36 in the third inning. So to me, that might be a thought. I just wonder if that's anything that they would think about or have thought about.
Yeah. All right. Let's hit some steak tips.
The godfather of Atlanta Sports Radio has now stepped in the building.
Now you come to me and you say, give me justice, but you don't ask for respect. You don't offer friendship. You don't even think to call me godfather.
It's Wednesday on the Morning Shift.
It's Wednesday.
And Wednesdays are reserved for steak tips.
Brought to you by the W Sauce and Status Truck and Trailer Repair. Driven by excellence, building successful partnerships. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
And welcome to Steak Shapiro.
I thought it was steak for a second. I was like, steak, why are you doing that? Well, it's not your show yet.
He is the godfather of Atlanta Sports Radio. What's up, buddy?
I mean, I have a topic, but I mean, Bo was spitting nonsense this morning that I feel like if I start down the road, we're going to lose the topic. Yeah, the top eight Falcon home games.
Let's go. Welcome to my life. Let's go.
Welcome to my life.
Wait, what do you? What's your beef?
I mean,
welcome to my life.
Braves have had every injury in the world, right? And have won 8 out of 10, including beating the Phillies 2 out of 3, including beating a very good Minnesota team. Offensively, he said something today like they got to get the big hit when they need it. It's been mostly pitching. They scored 8 friggin' runs last night. Ozuna had an unbelievable night. What was the night before? How many did they score the night before?
Man, 10.
Huh?
10.
Right. So what was he talking about?
So a 2-game stretch is going to wipe out everything you've seen over the last 5 months. Seriously?
What do you want to see?
I want to see sustained excellence.
How about 2 nights in a row? They won 8 out of 10.
2 nights? Yeah, you know how you won 6 of those 8? You had 3-2, 3-1,
okay, that's baseball.
3-2,
that's 4-2. That's playoff baseball.
That's not the baseball
Dude,
we've come accustomed
understand.
To in Atlanta.
Do you think this lineup was going to start putting up it's just everything they're supposed to be
Ramon,
doing.
Ramon Laureano, Whit Merrifield.
Is he just trying to be
the contrarian? I guess so, man. That's
what I deal with. I've been literally.
How long have you been on the air?
I'm going to tell you what I see.
Year and a half.
Okay. He never just goes for the cheap contrarian hit. But it seemed, I mean, that seemed today.
It's more of an emotional thing, isn't it? It's like he goes for the cheap emotional contrarian.
I feel like he just decided I'm just going to take a different. You win 8 out of 10. Your offense come to life. Marcelo Zuna's an MVP. And he's like, you're not going to see sustained offense. We're not going to get in the playoffs and score 9 runs a night. So this is exactly how we're going to win in the playoffs. Yeah. Exactly how we've done.
That's all fine.
And they scored 8 and 10.
That's all fine. And he's like, I need. That's a great, but the reality is the strength of your team is pitching right now.
Okay,
he's worried about the Philadelphia.
I'm cautiously optimistic that we don't. I have seen this team bust out for 2-game stretch like this.
But they're not going to bust out. That's not who they are.
We just saw that. I've seen them do that and then go in a shell and score 2 runs in 3 games. We can't have that.
Baseball.
He's scared of the Phillies. That's his bottom line.
They have some guys that can pitch.